Welcome to this week's episode of History from the Back Pages. This week I'm reviewing the film Temple, which was released in 2017. The film was directed by Michael Barrett in his directorial debut. It stars Logan Huffman as Chris, Natalia Werner as Kate, and Brandon Skellner as James. So my opinions on the movie Temple are mixed. It was not my favorite most recent movie I've watched. I had issues with the film. There are bits and pieces I think could have been worked on more. One of the issues I had was I felt the film was very slow and very slow pacing. It kind of took a while to get the movie in gear, get it going. But the issue with that was that it had a very slow pace, but the movie was very slow, short. So the movie was only 78 minutes, like an hour and 18 minutes, but it took a while to get stuff going. Like, they wasted a lot of time on trying to explain the background of the characters, get them to the location where they're going, get them to figure out a little bit about how what goes on gets them to the location. So it took a lot of aspects a while on that part. And then they ran out of time, and then they're like, this is the ending, what happens to the movie. This is what's going to conclude our story with our characters. And then the movie ended, and that was it. So now I'll give my thoughts on the movie. So Temple, it's a bit confusing as a movie, I would say. So it's a horror / psychological thriller. Basically, Temple, there's one thing I need to mention about the movie. The main character, Chris, I honestly am confused. So basically the movie, how it goes, is there's three people. Kate, who's a student at college, her boyfriend James and her friend Chris, they go to Japan to go to this temple. That's the goal of the movie. The three friends go to this temple. They want to see it. They want to experience it. They want to get to this temple bad. And when she ends up going to the temple, she invites Chris. So originally, he was not going. She invites him. He comes. So he goes with James as well, the boyfriend of Kate. And one of the things that is important in the movie is that James did not know that Kate and Chris had been platonic friends since childhood. They had been friends forever, since they were young kids. And one of the important things for Chris in the story is that he speaks Japanese. That's one of the important parts of the movie when they get to Japan. Because Chris, at points, is used as the translator. Because they do not speak Japanese, James or Kate. So Chris translates certain aspects in the movie that are important. So it's a bit confusing, I would honestly say. Because they do some sightseeing. They go to a bookstore, the three characters. They find a book of Japanese folklore. All of them become intrigued. So they open the book. And later Chris tries to buy it, but the proprietor says no and closes it. Later, Chris gets angry at James for some of James' actions. And then this is where the movie gets kind of the psychological horror element to it. Chris goes back to the bookstore. He becomes on a young man, Sita, who says he works there. He sells them the book. Then after this, once the book's been bought by Chris, is where several strange encounters happen. Chris gets scared. He becomes fearful. Stuff is happening. The temple is regarded to be haunted because of numerous deaths that happened years before. There's scaring by Chris. He believes people are watching him. He believes people are behind him, stalking him. And a bartender gives them directions to the temple. Then this is where it gets confusing. So they go to the temple, and Chris uses Japanese excellently to get them directions, learn a bit about the temple, go to the temple, and then they go to the temple, and that's pretty much it. So the parts that confuse me with temple is, this is the main spoiler, but still have to discuss it, is that does Chris become evil? Because Chris is just some normal guy for most of the movie, but once he opens the book, suddenly it gets different. So suddenly Chris is like angry, becomes creepy, becomes a completely different personality. Like, is he possessed? So is Chris possessed by a demon? Is he possessed by a kitsune or nagitsune? Have they possessed Chris? So is he completely different? Is he not Chris anymore? Is instead he a demon? And that parts that get unbelievably confusing is suddenly Chris is accused of murder later on in the movie. I don't want to spoil who he murdered, so to speak. But he's accused of murder. Later in the movie, Chris has become all hideous, disfigured. And there's police officers, detectives, doctors trying to figure out what happened in the story. So basically, how it goes is the characters go to Japan. They go to the temple. Before they get to the temple, Chris has become like this demon. He's pure evil. But I'm still confused. I don't understand why Chris became possessed, or is he possessed, or what happened to the characters. Because a lot of the parts of the movie where they're trying to get action ramped up, what they discuss, show in the movie, and what's later on discussed by different characters who are not present is wrong or is different. Like, you killed them! But he was nowhere to be seen in that aspect they showed on screen. So, how? And they're like, you did it! And they're like, well, at least in the movie they didn't show that whatsoever. So that's one of the issues I had. I feel like this could have been a decent miniseries, maybe. Like, 3 episodes, maybe. They used the first one to get the characters' backstories expressed, get them to Japan, get them on the journey. The second one involves the temple, the demonic aspects, the scares, and then the last one goes over the aftermath of what happened during the second one, and then they conclude it. Because in a 78-minute movie, they ran out of time, I think. I think they could have spent less time with the slow pace. Oh my god, this was so slow. I watched this movie at night, but to be honest, it was so slow, I feel like I missed parts of the movie. Because I know it was only 78 minutes, but to be all honest, the parts when they were at the bookstore, parts when they were at the hotel and Chris rebought the book, I don't remember. Like, I don't remember the happening in the movie. Did I doze off? Maybe. Maybe I dozed off. Maybe I fell asleep. Because I did watch and remember parts of the movie, especially when they got to the temple, when they're in the village. Those aspects of the movie. But honestly, I don't remember the bookstore at all. I must have fallen asleep. Because I'm looking at, like, on reviews and discussion of the movie now. But I must have fallen asleep during that part, because I don't remember it. It's a important part of the movie, but I just don't remember it. Then there's parts also to discuss. There are ghosts in the movie. And ghosts only Chris can see. At least that might be clear, that only he sees the ghosts in the village and the temple, not James or Kate. He's the only one who can see them. But this is not one of the movies, just like the one I reviewed a couple weeks ago, is that the movie itself doesn't have a lot of aspects, but they want you to think about the movie long after. So they watch the movie, then they're like, okay, was Chris a demon? Was Chris possessed? was Chris's normal man who became like evil? Were there ghosts? Were there demons? What's the deal with the temple? What's the deal with the deaths that occurred at the village in the past? What's the deal with the Japanese monsters in the movie? Like, did Chris commit murder? Was it the demon that possessed Chris that committed the murders? Did they just die? Like, those are the parts we want you to think about at home, like at a family meeting or something, not what goes on screen. So out of 10 for my review, that's it for Temple. Out of 10, 5 out of 10. I feel like it was decent enough. Would I watch it again? Only if I thought that I could gain more info in the movie. So if I thought I could get more like explanation, like, did I miss this part? It helps me explain why Chris like is possessed or he's not. But I don't believe that it will show me that, so this is the only one-time watch movie. And it has some decent parts to it. This wasn't a movie that I watched and I started screaming and I'm like, this movie sucks. Like, it had parts that were okay. Was it great? No. Did I loathe it? No, I didn't hate it. Just, I don't know if I would, like, highly recommend it. I'd say if you're looking for a low budget, decently directed, okay acted movie starring some lesser known actors. Let's go part ahead. One part I do want to recommend. The location was great. So the movie was filmed. If it's filmed in Japan, I don't know. But where they filmed it was excellent. I really liked the location with the temple, the mountains. Very pretty. And the music was okay too. The sound. So decent soundtrack, I'd recommend. And I liked the location. So those two aspects were the best part of Temple, in my opinion. And going over reviews from critics, they loved it. Oh boy. This is what I looked at after I finished the movie. A lot of ones gave him like 1 out of 10, 1.5 out of 5 stars, said it stunk, missed the mark, not scary. They said they fell asleep during the movie. Said it was so slow, the pace was goodnessly bad. Pan is slow pace, lack of suspense, confusing conclusion. That I agree with. So the conclusion was very confusing, I just don't understand it. So that part I'd give a 1 out of 10, the conclusion stunk. But overall the movie was okay. And one of the main issues I have though is these characters, I already forgot them. Like, they just weren't memorable, boring. The only character I can really remember that they even have anything to deal with is Chris. Because he's the main character, like, he was possessed, he became evil. That's the only character that I even can remember. I watched the movie a few days ago, the only one I even remember. James, I already forgot. The love interest for the two men, Kate, I already forgot. So only Chris is the only one I even could remember anything about. The other two, their name could be different, or you could tell me something, and I said, that's believable. Because I already forgot them. So that's my review on Temple. 4.5, 5 out of 10 stars. Or out of 10. It's okay. Not great. So thank you so much for listening to the review of Temple. If you've seen Temple or you want to see it, let me know. I'd greatly appreciate your feedback. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a nice time, especially if you're watching Temple. See you next time on History from the Back Pages. Signing off now.